Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Trish Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. Today is the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul. And so, as we know, St. Paul is a major figure in the early church. He goes on several missionary journeys. He preaches the gospel despite the fact that several times different towns try to stone him or are willing to kill him or imprison him. But he is relentless in preaching the gospel. But we also know that Paul wasn't always like that, right? That at the beginning, he was one of the strongest persecutors of the Christians, right? Out of a zeal for the Lord, but still a persecutor. And so I want to read a passage from the first reading for Mass today from Acts of the Apostles. And it speaks about the conversion of Saul, but it also speaks about Ananias and his role that he plays in Saul's conversion. And it's a lesser known role. And so it's kind of what I want to reflect on as we relate it to how Saul is transformed and then how Saul's transformation changes the world. So from Acts chapter 9, it says, "Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, 'Ananias.' And he said, 'Here I am, Lord.' And the Lord said to him, 'Rise and go to the street called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying and has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight.' But Ananias answered, 'Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call upon thy name.' But the Lord said to him, 'Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name.' So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, 'Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.'" So at the beginning of this passage, we see that the Lord speaks to Ananias, and Ananias responds. And it doesn't seem as though he's surprised that the Lord is speaking to him. And so this tells us something about Ananias, right? Something that we just kind of perhaps gloss over. Ananias has a deep relationship with the Lord. He knows what the Lord sounds like, and he's very willing to respond to what the Lord asks him to do. So when Jesus asks Ananias to go to Saul to bring about his healing, Ananias naturally brings up a human concern, right? Like, I've heard about this guy that you're sending me to, and I've heard that he's here to persecute us. And Jesus confirms that he is still supposed to go to Saul, and that he has this mission for Saul, that despite the fact that he's known as a persecutor, Jesus is going to work in Saul's life to make him one of the fiercest proponents of the name of Christ. And so Ananias responds, and he goes to Saul, and he lays his hands on him, and he brings about a physical and spiritual healing, right? He restores his sight physically, right? Acts talks about how the scale, like things like scales fall from his eyes. But he also brings about this spiritual sight, that he recognizes who Jesus is, that he's the Lord, and that he must follow him. And this comes about through the role of Ananias. And so I think it's interesting that while Jesus speaks to Paul on the road to Damascus, he sends one of his other followers to go bring about the healing. And that is a central aspect of Christianity, that it isn't as though we just speak to the Lord and the Lord just speaks to us. But sometimes the Lord speaks to other people to bring about healing and conversion in our own lives, and that we need to encounter others in the body of Christ, and that by encountering a brother or sister in Christ, I am encountering Christ himself. And so Ananias has this deeply rooted faith in the Lord, and he is willing to respond. And even though he's not a significant figure in Scripture who is spoken of over and over again, the way Paul is, his role is crucial. That Ananias and his relationship with the Lord brings about a conversion and a newness in St. Paul. So I just want to reflect on a moment about how we can see the role that Ananias played and desire that role for our own lives. My encounter with the Lord will change other people, even if I don't know it. My daily, continual yes to the Lord allows other people to encounter Jesus, even if I'm not fully aware of what's happening. Ananias didn't need to know the end result of how the Lord was going to use his yes in order for Ananias to say yes. But he still responds and is faithful to the Lord. And because of his yes, we have one of the greatest missionaries that the world has ever seen. But we can't discount the small but very significant role that Ananias played. And so, while we desire to be fervent preachers of the gospel like St. Paul, we should also desire the small, more hidden role that Ananias plays. So let us close with a prayer. Lord, we thank you for the great gift and blessing that St. Paul is to the church. We thank you for his incredible conversion that allows us to trust that no one is too far from you, that you desire us to have a continual daily conversion. Lord, we thank you for the role of Ananias, whose close relationship with you and faithful following of you allowed him to say yes to work in the life of someone else. Lord, we ask that you would use every aspect of our lives to bring greater glory to your name and greater love for you. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.